Roger, but not the owner, over. Roger. Will you copy my driver? Can you find out why they would agree to the rule? Given the background of the doctor, the plans of the doctor that you already know about, do you copy? The airplane, do you copy?
Stand by.
I should marry, dignify him, over. Nobody's down here dignified, so nobody else down here doesn't dignify, and nobody was not welcome. Do you copy? If it's going to be, if it's going to be, why not everybody concerned? Why not everyone concerned over?
We greet you.
We love you. We pledge our loyalty to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roger. Go back.
It came across quite clearly for the guests, reading the script, and a young woman translated, and I think that it was understood and well received. Copy. Roger, I'm talking about the message that came from her. That's what I'm referring to. I think it was well received, David. You mean that wasn't quite they didn't hear it direct them? Yes, they heard it direct. They heard it direct, and then for the other guests, it was translated. You copy? Most of the people who are not going to be able to do that. Roger, Roger. I agree, no doubt about that, over. Roger, what's the next question, over? We wonder how much the be of assistance, over. Roger. But I do think you should get the details of the last few hours. Okay, somebody, listen, my aunt is on the phone, over. Can you give him a background and ask him a question? And I can tell him what good it is to see him, over. Roger. Question, and he didn't give an answer. He said,
can you copy?
Well, you should suggest to his son now that the principal who loves him would help him regularly, would love him, help him monthly to property. That would ease the medical need on his family. That's what Ed wanted to know.
Roger, Roger.
I want to get on with him, say something like that. I want to talk to him. I just want to hear some other good news. I don't do anything said like that anyway.
Of course, Bobby. Go back to the phone call.
Eleanor, calling it just what you called it one time, paradise. The largest, but anyway, they can tell you about that. Barbara will be sending what you want. It's on the boat. We had the head of Marco Medical Net, the associate of Dr. Pop here, and he said this is incredible. He's never seen anything like it. He's very conservative, but he's never seen anything like it. He got me over.
Over.
All I we're not going to take much anymore of your time. I know you've spent many years serving many causes, and we want to give a message to Barbara, to the Marianne about Barbara. Barbara will be getting what you need there. Get your copy before I sign off. Over. Stop. Okay. Relay copying. What did you hear last? I said, Marianne, tell him that Barbara will be sending what they would like to have. Bit of church news that they have specifically requested. She will give them all that background. You copy. Over. Give my regards to his delightful companion and thank him for everything, and tell him I'm sorry for the oversight. I've been very busy. I have a little health problem, and which is now greatly improved. So I'm on top of things. I'm sorry for the oversight, because I know all the good work he's doing. You copy. Over. I know, but it takes one ass to eat, and I know all you've done, but people didn't think about that. That's one thing. One doesn't know the future, but we certainly want to support Barley, the people like you, and we shall do that. All of our love from here on this end won't take more of your precious time. Eternal fidelity and solidarity. I would very much like any decent person from Harry's family to visit. That's the answer. Because some of these relatives are certainly going to be giving them wonderful, wonderful reports. Yeah, so we love it. Oscar's been a little bit hesitant about it, but maybe these relatives will help, and specifically Lou suggests from Larry, we're glad to hear it. We're glad to hear it. Whatever his suggestion is on that score. Oscar here thought that it would be better not to fool with Harry. They don't have much faith in Harry, do you copy? They don't have any faith, no. They don't have any faith in Harry. That's why we've been hesitant. I mean, Harry's presence up there, they don't have any faith in them. But they did welcome our recent experience. You can tell them about Harry's big brother, you copy. He called it paradise on earth. That's literally what he called. And he was scrutinizing and cynical type of person that looks very pale, and even away he said touch and was the most egalitarian that he'd ever seen. That's a Roger. You'll probably be reading about it. Take care of that 25, you copy. I think they took down 500.
1,500.
Roger, I did you 6 DVID, copy.
Roger, roger.
I can talk with James for a little bit, if he's around.
Oh, dear. I don't know that he's around. Stand by.
Roger, roger.
Probably won't be here for another hour and a half at least,
Jerry. I see. Well, then, I guess I'll work the other one.
Oh, all right.
This is WB6MIV, Portable. It's something like 40 years 25.
Yep, two big pennies just for you.